Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random Lists. This is Jesse Cohen, and it is freezing. It's like standing in ice water. I mean, it's very cold. I have a winter jacket, and I'm still cold. I just got a new winter jacket, so I think I might upgrade to the new warmer winter jacket. So yeah, that's how it is here in the Northeast. Anyway, today was kind of one of those rabbit hole posts. I'm always, every now and then for work, I always have to go on GoDaddy because basically some of my job entails me thinking up names for companies or brands. And when you do that, you need to kind of first look at the, see if it's trademarked. And then the next thing you have to do is go on GoDaddy to see if the URL is taken. So if the URL is taken, then you got to, go back to the drawing board. But it got me thinking of, like, in history, what names, because you could sell these names. So sometimes you go on GoDaddy and they'll say, this name isn't available, but you can buy it for this much. And I was thinking, as of now, as of 2021, what were the most expensive domain names ever sold? And for how much money? So I found that on financeonline.com. And I'll just go through the list. The first one is, and you wouldn't be surprised by this one, is FB.com. That's right, FB.com. It was owned by the American Farm Bureau Federation, a nonprofit, sold it to Facebook, or Meta as we call it now, for $8.5 million in 2010. $8.5 million. It's crazy. But, for them, they're dealing with billions of dollars in profits. It makes sense. Next one is hotels.com. Now, David Roche, the president of hotels.com, made the decision to pay $11 million in 2001. $11 million. However, he later sold the company in the last couple of years for $1.1 billion. So that definitely paid off, I would say. Internet.com. This is a Quinn Street acquisition. This company buys up domain names. They actually bought two of them. This one from Web Media Brands for $18 million in 2009. And they apparently will buy these like very common words as URLs and use them as like hubs for information and advertising. So I guess that's how they make their money. Privatejet.com, Atlanta-based national luxury transportation, bought it from Don't Look Media Group for $30 million, $30.1 million, sorry, $30.1 million in 2012. And the landing page currently sells flights, if you're looking for to charter flights, starting at $1,980 per hour. So I guess that's one of those private jet things. Yeah, I fly coach, so that's not happening. The next one is another Quinn Street purchase, insurance.com. $35.6 million in 2010. I'm wondering just, does it really pay, the amount of money they pay, these websites, do they pay off for that? I assume they do, or else they wouldn't make these purchases. And the last one, crazy money, LasVegas.com, sold in 2005 for $90 million. That's right, $90 million. Now, the interesting thing is Vegas.com is also a popular URL that was bought for $12 million, and for $12 million, Vegas.com in some cases actually ranks higher than LasVegas.com, which I guess makes sense because a lot of people just say Vegas. So that is it. Those are all the huge domain name paydays that I found. If you found any others, you can hit me up on Twitter at podcastlist #randomlists. I'm also on Instagram at Random Lists Podcast. You can find me on all the podcast platforms. I'm there. Stop by, subscribe. As always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So, if you're exercising, track along. Let me know. And that is it. Please stay warm today. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.